We're talking to Colin Wilkes from Durham Markets. Well, that's our weather, Colin. It's not wonderful, is it?
It's not, but hey, you've got to get on with it, make the most of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, still good weather for markets, though.
Well, absolutely, Gary. To be fair, we've been running the Thursday outdoor market at Bishop now since the end of April. And I came on air at the middle of April and saying that we were under no illusion as to the challenge that confronted us. But I've got to say that we've really very pleased with how that's going. We inherited two stalls and we're now averaging between 18 and 22 on a Thursday. And the upshot of that is that that's given us the encouragement now to look at taking over the management of the Saturday market, which we're looking to do from the 8th of July. So delighted to announce that. And also, as a result, the appeal goes out to anyone who's interested in trading on the Saturday outdoor retail market to just get in touch with me at Durham Markets. Contact number is 0191 384 6153, or it's colin@durhammarkets.co.uk. And on top of that, the same plea for people who live and work in Bishop is, you know, support your local market. You've waited long enough to have a reasonable market, so, you know, let's come and support those local independent traders. They're the lifeblood of any town centre, and, you know, money spent with independent traders stays in the town centre and just gives it that little bit more vibrancy, that little bit more atmosphere. So that's the great news on the Saturday outdoor market. If one extra market wasn't enough excitement,
well, there's more.
There's more. Friday the 7th. Keep calm. Friday the 7th of July, we are going to have our first street food market. We're looking at launching one of these once a month, July, August, and September. The first one's on the 7th of July at the marketplace, between 4 and 9, and we're going to have a wide range of international cuisine available to consume before you go off to Kinran, or just if you want to come along and have something a bit different to eat. So we're looking at Asian cooking, stone-fired pizzas, Belgian waffles. We're looking at smoked pulled pork and beef, vegetarian food, French crepes, and the inimitable coffee van. So we're going to have some live music on as well. So we're hoping to create a little bit of an atmosphere in the marketplace, weather permitting, which will be a nice forerunner to going off down to Kinran. It was a bit of a leap of faith, but you know, now we're sort of we're into the groove, and all being well, things will start to improve.
So the food market is coming, and that's next Friday. Not this coming Friday.
Next Friday, 7th of July.
A week on Friday. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we run one monthly in Durham called the Full Moon Street Food Market, and we've been wanting to do something like this for a while now, because if you pardon the pun, there really does seem to be an appetite for street food, and when you add in a bit of entertainment and try and make it a family-friendly atmosphere, you know, it becomes an excellent sort of stop-off point. In Durham, we use it principally to try and keep the workers and the shoppers there a bit later, and those of the evening crowd bring them in a bit earlier, and they've got, you know, a reason to either stay later or come earlier. Well, obviously, we're looking to do the same in Bishop. You've got another reason to come in a bit earlier because of Kinran, and obviously the workers have a reason to stay a bit later and enjoy what we hope will be a lovely family-friendly atmosphere with music and plenty of interesting food to taste. We've got some quality food vendors on display, and I think again, pardon the pun, but the appetite for them, you know, will be tremendous. You know, come on down and give it a good go, and then obviously you can just get on the shuttle bus from the bus station behind the Newgate Centre to go on down to Kinran. So, you know, we're easily accessible, right in the middle of the town centre. Ideal venue for a bit of entertainment before the main event.
Hmm. Just remind listeners, we're talking to Colin Wilkes from Durham Markets, and Colin is bringing us news about an addition to the normal, what has become normal, Thursday market. We're now moving into Saturday and the food market.
That's right. The food market, we're just going to run three at a moment, July, August and September. But the Saturday market, that will start with full gusto from the 8th of July. So again, we hope now that that people will start to support the weekend venture, and you know, we're looking for people and traders to come on board and join what is rapidly becoming a very pleasing Thursday market, which is you know, starting to pull together very well with a fabulous bunch of traders. So yeah, very pleased with how it's going so far, and long may it continue.
I was going to say, at ground level, it appears to be well received.
Well, you know, it is. It's like everything. You know, Bishop, you need to try and we need to try and increase the footfall. Everyone needs to try and work together to do that. A lot will happen naturally when the castle comes back on board, you know, more towards Easter next year. But you know, attractions are slowly starting to open up, and there's more and more reasons to come into Bishop. So those who work in Bishop, you know, come and support the market, and those who come, you know, or just live on the outskirts, well, you know, come on in and you know, have a look at it and see what we've got on display. You know, it really is not a bad market.
Do you know what, this whole thing to me opens up, widens and accentuates the whole optimistic feeling that there is in Bishop Auckland right now.
Do you know, it's funny you should say that. When we first mooted taking on the markets in Bishop, I obviously went round and had a chat with the main players in the town. And the one thing that struck me was how keen everyone was for it to succeed. Mm. And there's that positive atmosphere exists in the town more than I've ever noticed anywhere else. There really is a willingness, a desire for the town to get back to its former glories, and if everyone's working together, then you know, there's every chance we're going to succeed.
Yeah, well said.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Colin. Do you want to give us details again, if there are any traders considering joining the market, which of course they should?
Absolutely, yes. On the Saturday market, yes, please do just get in touch with myself. That's Colin Wilkes. The office number is 0191 384 6153, or on email, I'm at colin@durhammarkets.co.uk. That's double M in the middle, S on the end, durhammarkets.co.uk.
We have these details in the studio, which we can remind listeners of course.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for coming in, Colin.
Pleasure.
I always like a bringer of good news.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for having me.